And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 31st. This week in 2001, Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire Medal, from Queen Elizabeth for services to the music industry. The Jimmy Rogers Show with Connie Francis as a regular guest debuted this week on television in 1959. In 1960, Elvis Presley taped the Frank Sinatra Timex TV special, Welcome Home, Elvis. And he filmed his screen test in Hollywood this week in 1959, doing a scene from the movie The Rainmaker. The movie Woodstock premiered in Hollywood this week in 1970. In 1967, Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group to form Traffic. The British Broadcasting Corporation banned the coaster's Charlie Brown over its reference to spitballs this week in 1959. However, the ban was lifted 2 weeks later. Janis Joplin held a reunion concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco this week in 1970. High Hopes, the song from the movie A Hole in the Head, won the Academy Award this week in 1960 for Best Original Song. The Searchers made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. The famous Rolling Stone record label with the infamous Lips logo debuted in 1971. 1962, the Russian newspaper Pravda warned communist youth about the dangers of doing the twist. The movie, Ladies and Gentlemen, the Rolling Stones, premiered in New York City this week in 1974. Freddie Cannon's Tallahassee Lassie was released in 1959, and a British court ruled that Procol Harum organist Matthew Fisher waited too long to sue over composer credits for A Whiter Shade of Pale, overturning a lower court ruling, and the final British court rule happened this week in 2008. In the studio in 1960, Hank Ballard recorded Finger Poppin' Time. Troy Shondell cut This Time in 61. In 1967, the Beatles finished recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. The Beach Boys recorded I Get Around, and Brian Wilson was so fed up with his father's criticism that he fired him as their manager this week in 1964. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded Do the Freddy in 65. Johnny Cash recorded I Walk the Line in 56. Elvis cut a couple of great songs in 1960 this week, It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight. Earl Grant cut At the End of a Rainbow in 1958. The Beach Boys recorded California Girls in 65. The Kingsmen recorded that very, very easy to understand lyric song Louie Louie this week in 1963. Also in 1963, Bobby Darin recorded 18 Yellow Roses. Birthdays this week, Herb Alpert turned 89. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family is 90. Richard Chamberlain is also 90 this week. John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born 1948. Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers, born in 1939. Debbie Reynolds, born in 1932. Phil Margot from the Tokens, born in 42. Frank Gehry is 80. Marvin Gaye, born in 39. Leon Russell, 1941. Jan Barry from Jan and Dean, born in 41 as well. Billy Joe Royal, born in 1942. Tony Orlando just turned 80 and announced his retirement from showbiz. Wayne Newton is 82. Doris Day, born 1922. Jeff Barry, a member of the Raindrops and a great co-writer with his then-wife Ellie Greenwich on songs such as Hanky Panky, Chapel of Love, and Be My Baby. He's turning 86 this week. Don Gibson, born in 28. Major Lance in 1941. Hugh Masekela, 1939. Michael Parks, 1940. Chris Jensen is 82 this week. Margot Sylvia from the Toon Weavers, born in 1936. Crispy and St. Peter's in 1944. Billy Bland in 1932. Tony Williams from the Platters in 1928. The British producer Joe Meek, born in 1929. And Agnetha Fallskog from ABBA is 74 this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 31st. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.